the final frontier. Billions of particles pulsing like a pan-dimensional chalupa. And it's all right here in my trusty jar of unstable molecules. Fresh from the accelerator.
Miss Fowl, I have a question.
Who cares?
Yes, sit down, Jim. You've cut into our pretzel time.
Put a sock in it, she-harpies. I'm doing this to help us understand the new science chapter. I've even prepared a demonstration of the strong and weak nuclear forces.
I am the weak force, but I'm learning to be more assertive.
Help us, please.
Actually, Jimmy, I was going to skip that new chapter. It has a lot of big words which could damage the self-esteem of our less advanced students.
What? But that chapter's vital to our comprehension of an ever-expanding omniverse.
Big words! They hurt! They hurt!
Well, we could study the new science chapter. Or we could make macaroni sculptures!
Stupid hat.
I'm gonna make a rigatoni llama.
But guys, molecules, see how shiny? Look at him bounce.
I've had enough of you. Give me that stupid jar.
No! Don't shake it. Unstable molecules are highly unstable.
My rigatoni. No!
Big molecules. They hurt. They hurt.
Stay calm. Pretty quickly! There's nothing to worry about!
I actually enjoyed Jimmy's demonstration.
Yeah, Neutron. Let's do this again real soon.
What have they made Einstein do macaroni sculpture? It's so frustrating. If elementary school keeps holding me back like this, I may never realize my true potential. Holy Heisenberg!
I must say, Jimmy, I'm very impressed with your cheese ray.
Goddard! Intruder alert! Priority Alpha!
Jim, already.
We've got company. My apologies. I didn't realize your cheese trigger was so sensitive.
We were just showing Dean Kane some of your inventions, honey.
Dean Kane?
That's right, Jimmy. I'm head dean at the Pomona School for Advanced Physics.
Pomona SAP? That's one of the most prestigious science academies in the world.
Hey, Dino, have you checked out Jimbo's anti-gravity discs?
Jimmy, Pomona's had its eye on you for a long time. How would you feel about matriculating?
You mean you want me to go away to college? Sweet.
Go away? You mean move out? But Jimmy's still a child.
A child who could win the coveted Moran grant. And Pomona desperately needs that grant to finance our new silly blinking gadget facility.
I don't know. What does your father think?
I think it's a great opportunity. Time for our little Jimbo to become a man.
Aw, can I go, Mom? This could be a new start. A chance to work with my scientific peers.
Hawking, Crick.
How about the guy who invented the light-clapping gizmo?
Ah, a true genius and a Pomona graduate.
Well, sweetie, if that's what you really want, it's just that we'll miss you so much.
Dean Kane, I'm in. Looks like you've got yourself a new student.
Congratulations, Jimmy. Can I keep the cheese, Ray?
I don't think so.
With time-space equations for every darn occasion, we calculate Pomona's great. Yay, Pomona!
And that is why a random quanta is a well-balanced isopositive quanta.
Ooh.
Thank you, Seymour. You certainly do know your basic particles. Now, class, let's continue with our study of Spingon's rule of three.
I blew a sprocket on my primary gyro. You see, my jetpack's got a circuit board widget.
Excuse me, Dean Kane, but I'm sure we're all well aware of how a jetpack functions.
Quite right. Just hang it up there with the others, Mr. Neutron. By the way, everyone, I'd like to introduce our newest student, James Isaac Neutron.
Great to be here, guys. I mean, really, totally awesome. This school is going to be the funnest place ever. That was so lame.
Now, people, he may seem young, but I feel Mr. Neutron's our best bet to win this year's Moran grant.
But Dean Kane, if anyone wins that grant, it will be I, Seymour Nimblefarb, class president and official SGOC.
I'm aware of your smart guy on campus status, Seymour. Take a seat. Now then, who can name the 6 basic types of quarks? Neutron. What?
The 6 types of quarks are up, down, bottom, top, strange, and charmed.
Excellent, Mr. Neutron.
Wow, all right.
How dare that punk steal my scientific thunder? I've got to find a way to slap him down fast.
Continue, Mr. Neutron.
Spingarn postulates additional bodies, such as the very charmed quark, the delightful quark, the absolutely marvelous quark, and his favorite, the very, very, very naughty quark, which he discovered in 1982.
Impressive, Mr. Neutron. Very impressive.
My jetpack! It must have flipped another gyro! Better use my tractor beam ray.
Owie.
Jean Kane! I'm sorry, I don't know how my jetpack got out of control!
I'm surprised at you, young man. You'd better not let this happen again.
Yeah!
Rough first day, Jimmy. Anything I can do to help?
Thanks, Seymour, but I'm sure it'll be okay. The scientific community is known for being both supportive and nurturing. Ow! I miss my old school.
Clueless little dweeb. I'll have him running back to Mommy inside a week.
That's right, little fleas. Welcome to your new home, Cirque the Flea in Toronto.
Oh, Hugh, I know you miss Jimmy, but this is no way to compensate for his being gone.
Yeah, not compensating. It's always been my dream to have my very own tiny flea circus. Oh. I think I'll call you Jimbo. You can be the Jimster. Oh, and you are definitely Jim Jamboree.
I know it's hard, sweetie, but maybe we could visit Jimmy next week.
Nope, no, sir, no. He's a college man now. We've got to show that we trust him. This is no time to get emotionally clingy.
Honey, you're flooding the flea tank. They're drowning.
What? No! How much love can one man endure? Why am I so itchy?
Sorry I'm late. Again. I couldn't find the lockers, and the computer students dunked my head in the toilet. Again.
Oh, just find a lab partner, Mr. Neutron.
Hey, want to partner up?
Oh, please, forget it, jetpack boy.
Not in a million ice ages.
Sorry, no room at the table for your giant head.
My get-rid-of-Neutron plan is working perfectly. Now to make him really squirm. Oh, Jimmy, I'll be your lab partner.
Oh, really? Thanks, Seymour.
What are fellow scientists for? Need help with your chloride solution?
That's okay. It's pretty simple. Just some free radicals, an ion for taste, and just a hint of tahini sauce.
What is that odor? Neutron? Bring your beaker up here.
It's just a chloride solution, Dean Kane.
Really? It smells bitter and more volatile, like a... Oh, what's the phrase I'm looking for?
Like a quick freezing nitride solution? Dean Kane, look out!
Neutron!
Sorry, everybody. My bad. It can happen to anyone, right?
Boo!
I hate it here.
Rest in peace, little fleas. Everything's all right now. Because I got a brand new box of fleas in the mail. You shall not have died in vain.
So you see, Mrs. Neutron, we want to go to college with Jimmy so that we can support him in his bold new adventure.
Yeah, plus we're very bored and lonely.
We have no lives.
Boys, that's very sweet. But I'm afraid it would take a lot of studying to get into Jimmy's new school.
That's why we've been watching every college movie ever made. I think we got the moves down.
Hey, boys, what's up?
Food fight!
We've got to pretend we don't miss him so he doesn't worry about us.
Y- Yeah, Mom, everything's great here, too. They moved me to a great new room. It's great.
It's great here, too, sweetie. Carl and Sheen are playing with daughter.
We don't miss you a bit.
Nope. We sure don't. And your father is all cut up in his coffee.
Jimbo, cut that out. Jim Dab, shoot. I mean it.
Oh. Well, Mom, I should probably get going. Yeah. I love you, too. Bye. Great. They hardly miss me.
Hello, Jimmy. How's work on the Moran Grant coming?
Oh, hi, Seymour. Not too good. I've been trying to make progress with my unstable molecules, but they're still too unpredictable.
Unstable molecules? That sounds quite promising.
You'd think, but I just can't seem to focus. It'd be a lot easier around here if people accepted me the way you do.
Jimmy, how can I say this? You're very unpopular, but I think I know a way to fix that.
You do? How?
You'll have to do exactly as I say. But I warn you, the cost could be horrible. Terrifying. Stronger men than you have run screaming back home to their mothers.
Not me! I'm in this for the long haul. I'll do anything.
Really?
Let me rephrase the word anything. No! No!
Let the ritual begin!
Does this ritual include bathroom breaks? Because I really need one right now!
Halt!
Yeah!
Jimmy, what are you doing? I took a big chance getting my frat brothers to accept you into Pyro Omega.
I appreciate that, but I should get back to my utility closet. Lots to do, lay out the rat traps, disinfect stuff.
Jimmy, once you've completed the ancient rite, you'll be one of the inn people. Everything will be smooth sailing.
I'm sorry, Seymour. You're right. Let's do this.
James Isaac Neutron, step forward! Do you seek admission into the secret fraternity of Pyro Omega?
Sure.
And do you swear under pain of everlasting shame to submit yourself to our ancient laws?
I do!
Okay, great. Who wants lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Good
idea. Wait a minute. That's it? That's all it takes to become a member of an ultra-secret college fraternity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, except for the demeaning rites of initiation.
Wait a minute. Wait, who said anything about demeaning rites?
You swore to uphold our ancient laws. If you back out, you'll be blacklisted throughout the entire science community.
But I've been demeaned from the moment I arrived at Pomona. What could possibly be worse than what I've already been through? I had to ask.
Okay, Jimmy, everyone's on lunch break. Just a quick streak through the college lab, and you'll be one of us.
But Seymour, there's just gotta be an easier way to win the approval of my peers.
Enough jibber-jabber! Let's see some streaking!
Oh, Dean Cain, I do hope you're not trying to sway me into awarding the Moran Grant to your college.
Of course not, Mrs. Moran. I just thought you'd like to end our little tour by trying out the campus laser.
Oh, my! I haven't fired a laser since I was a little girl. Naked boy! Naked boy!
Neutron!
I'm dead. I'm streaking and I'm dead.
Oh! Merciful heavens! Oh, my!
Mrs. Moran! Oh. Don't move! I'll get the controls!
That's the last straw, Neutron! You're expelled from this college! What do you have to say for yourself?
Is there an extra pair of pants lying around?
Alas, poor Jimmy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. I knew them well.
Come, come. This mass funeral should be a happy occasion.
Yeah, Sheen and I have been practicing, and I think we nailed the moves that'll get us into Jimmy's college. And
kick it! This is an example of wild non-stop college party.
Toga, 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 toga.
What's a toga?
Next up, the reckless, poorly thought out flirt joke.
Flirt, 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 flirt.
magic is awesome! And it kind of hurts.
Can I have a glass, please?
Hello? It's Jimmy again. Pretend to be happy. Hi, sweetie. How's college? What? Expelled? But how?
I'd rather not go into it. Could you send Dad to pick me up? They confiscated my jetpack.
It's horrible. Jimmy's been kicked out of college. He wants to come home.
Yay! Hey, my unstable molecule notes have been ripped out of my notebook. Oh, hold on a second, Mom. These are Seymour's prints. What a jerk I've been. Seymour was behind everything. Now he's even stealing my idea. Hello, Mom. Could you put Carl and Sheen on, please?
Guys, I need you both to come to my college right away and bring Goddard. There's been a slight change of plan.
He needs us.
But more importantly, we're going to college.
Toga! 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 Toga!
Our toga's edible.
I think we're alone. Let the wild college party begin!
Sheen! Shut that off! I think it's safe to deactivate the Inviso Shield.
It's hard to shake your booty when you can't even see it.
Hey, Jimmy, aren't those your unstable molecule thingies?
Just like the ones in class the other day.
Only a thousand times worse. Seymour's made some dangerous changes to my design. These molecules will vaporize anything they touch, but they won't get the chance once I've made some improvements. Ready with the toilet paper, guys?
Awesome! My very first college TP.
Does somebody need a hug?
Back off.
Instead of firing molecules, this gizmo is going to launch TP torpedoes. That'll teach Seymour to mess with me.
This way, everyone! I've set it up in the lecture hall.
Someone's coming. Abandon the mission.
This special demonstration of yours better be good, Seymour.
It is, Dean Kane. So good that Mrs. Moran will have to award me with the grant. Behold, my unstable molecule machine.
Ooh, how very nice. What does it do?
It harnesses the ultimate power in annoying high-bounce particle technology. Power, which you're about to see right now.
Tickles. Owie, that's my scapula.
Stop!
Ah! The naked boy!
Seymour, your machine field's density is completely out of phase. This thing could get everyone killed.
He seems to know an awful lot about your invention, Seymour.
No, he doesn't. It's my machine. I created it, and I'll prove it.
I hate to say I told you so, Jimmy, but this stuff wouldn't have happened if you just stick to macaroni sculpture.
Macaroni sculpture, of course.
That's what I said.
I might be able to glue the molecules to an adhesive surface. If only I had some art paste.
I always carry some in my pocket. I don't have a problem.
This carbon shielding is designed to neutralize the molecule's explosive properties. Catch, guys!
Oh, my word!
Voila! Instant molecule sculpture!
Mine looks like a beautiful butterfly. Or Jimmy's mom.
James Isaac Neutron, you've saved us all. I hereby unexpel you.
Naked boy, I've misjudged you. In honor of your achievements, I hereby award the coveted Moran Grant to the Pomona School of Advanced Physics.
But you, Seymour Nibblefarb, are expelled for obviously pilfering another student's work.
Is this gonna go on my permanent record?
Ew, TP5!
Come on, hey, hey! I don't even know you guys! Stop it!
Jimmy, you've shown that you have what it takes to be a Pomona man. In fact, I'm considering you for a professorship.
Thanks, Gene Kane, but I think I'm gonna go back to my old school. I realize now that my school's lame curriculum inspires me with some of my best ideas.
Well, I'm disappointed, Jimmy, but I respect your decision. Is there anything we can do to show our gratitude?
Oh, oh!
Well, I never actually got the chance to attend a wild non-stop college party.
Done! Kick it!
You get the finally for an old rat.
I still want to know what a toga is.
In 10 years, I think I could get used to this. Mom, Dad, I'm home!
Good, Jimbo! Good to have you back!
Guys, I appreciate you trying to make me feel at home, but there's no need to throw a wild college dance party.
No, we're not dancing, son!
Your father dropped another box of fleas under the rug, and I want them all picked up now!
Yeah, but sugar boogie, they were all born free, as free as the wind blows!
Ah, Goddard, it's great to be home.
Hey! Hey!